This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, I was going to talk about this yesterday, and we ran out of time. And Alex, I kind of saved it for you. Alex Rich from Y98 joins us on Wednesdays from time to time. It's been a few weeks, though.
We
took kind of a presidential election week.
We did.
Off.
Yeah. Well, those 3 weeks, that's right, Fred. Those 3 weeks, and you were doing a little traveling.
Leading up
to the election, we were focusing on that. But this is a great topic, and I have some very strong feelings on it. And I'm going to give you some details after I play you the audio here from a television report, because there are some more details that may or may not make a difference in the way that you judge this story. But it's about a mom in Georgia. Her son is now 11, but at the time, just a few weeks ago, was 10 years old. And here's what they said down. Let me see where this is. Fred, do you remember where this was?
It was in Georgia.
No,
sure
I know Georgia.
City.
I didn't know what. Let's see here if I have a dateline Georgia. Not that it really matters. Brittany Patterson. Let's find out here. Here's the TV story.
This morning, the shocking arrest of a Georgia mother after her 10-year-old son walked to the store by himself.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
You can see the moment right here on police body camera. Brittany Patterson put into handcuffs by sheriff's deputies at the end of October in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia.
I didn't really even know what I was being arrested for. I had to ask.
According to a Fannin County Sheriff's Office report, her son, Soren, who has since turned 11, walked less than a mile into town to go to the Dollar General while Patterson took one of her children to the doctor. Authorities discovered him walking alone after getting a call from a concerned resident. Officials then dropped him off at home, according to the report.
He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there. So, again, I wasn't concerned for his safety.
But 5 hours later, Patterson was arrested on suspicion of reckless conduct, which carries up to a year in jail.
And last time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Oh, well, I did not know that. Okay. So let me give you a little bit more here, just so you know. Brittany Patterson is the mom, and she was taking her son, who is a little older, to a doctor's appointment around noon the day before Halloween. This is October 30th. Soren, who is the younger son, was told he could either join them or stay home. She says she waited in the car for a few minutes, then went inside, called his name. When he didn't come, she figured he was playing Xbox or running around outside on the family's 16-acre property. And then she takes off. She runs the errand with his brothers. So she says in an interview that she gave with Newsweek, I just seen him a couple of minutes earlier. So he wasn't, you know, missing from her perspective.
Sure.
She wasn't concerned. So then she goes to the doctor's appointment. She gets a call from the Fannin County Sheriff's Office asking if she knew that Soren had walked to Mineral Bluff. That's a town of about 370 people. It's less than a mile from her property. He wanted to go to the Dollar General store. And again, as the TV report indicated, there was a citizen that saw him, a concerned citizen, if you will, saw him on the road and called the police. So she says when they call her, she says, I wasn't panicking. I wasn't hysterical because it's not that far from our house. I know the area. He knows the area. It wasn't a question in my mind whether he was capable of walking to Mineral Bluff and walking back. So they take the kid home. They speak with his grandfather. The grandfather lives with the family. He was at home when this happened. When mom gets home 15 minutes later, she tells her son to ask before leaving the property while she's gone. They go throughout the day thinking that that's it, right? Hours later, about 5 hours later, the cops come again. She's on a business call. She thinks it was a routine check-in. As soon as I asked for a moment, they immediately asked me to step outside. They handcuff her as her kids were there. And then, you know, you probably heard in the report, this is what it sounded like.
Turn around for me.
Why?
Because you're under arrest.
For what?
For the incident we talked about earlier today.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
Okay. Now, the warrant says, and I'll stop and then we'll get some opinions here. The warrant says that the mother knowingly left the residence while her son was missing and did not report it to law enforcement, which constitutes what they say is a, quote, gross deviation from the standard of care a reasonable person would exercise. Well, that's just ridiculous given the facts that we know.
Yes.
But here's what I always say as a caveat. I don't know if there's something else that could pop up in this and make me believe that, okay, maybe this is in some way, shape, or form warranted. Because at this point, knowing what I do, there's no way the cops should have showed up here and arrested her or anything along those lines. Now, you know, we're all in a very different era. And I was thinking about this last night. And Fred, we're all of an age. Yeah. And Alex, you're in a little bit mm-hmm. of a different generation. But here's what I remember from when I was, and I know I had to be under 8 years old because I moved. If you're in second grade, how mm-hmm. old are you? Probably
6, 7, 7, 8.
Yeah. So we moved when I was in second grade to third grade, the summer, as I remember it. So I started at a different school. But I remember in this one neighborhood in Park Ridge, Illinois, which was the suburb that I lived in, you know, mom would send you out. I'd ride my bike.
Yeah.
I would ride my bike mm-hmm. into downtown Park Ridge. I was 8 years old. Right.
Yep.
Now, I was probably going close to a mile away. My school was a mile away, and sometimes I had to walk to my school.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't quite a mile, but still. So we allowed kids to do things. Now,
yeah.
when I was 9 or 10, I guarantee you I was going away from my house more than a mile. And that was never an issue. But then we got all weird about childhood abductions, which really are rare. They're still very rare, but they became publicized, right? In the 80s,
right.
You had kids that were missing, and then what's his name, you know, whose daughter was tragically taken. They did the TV show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guy's
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
So to me, most not knowing, wanted. If I know these facts as presented, I don't have an issue with this, and I think it's outrageous that this woman was arrested. Team, weigh in. Sue.
I would agree with you. I mean, but of course, we are from the same era, and I remember being that age, 8 to 10, even below that, and walking to Tilkey's, which was a place down the street where you could get, you know, candy or whatever. And you were supposed to have somebody with you, but you're also a kid. So you would do that every now and then, but would that be arrest worthy? No.
No.
And this poor kid now thinks that he's done this to his mother.
Right.
I mean, that is a mess.
I don't think it's arrest worthy at all. But I wonder, Mark, what would you do with Alexa?
See, that's a good question. We talked about it. I told Alexa about this story last night, and it's a little unfair to break it down that way only because this is what I said to her. We live, and Alex and Fred, you've mm-hmm. both been to my house. We live in a neighborhood where you just can't walk, you know, to
it's
a store.
Not, yes.
It's not safe.
Yeah.
We live down Hillsborough Road, which is mm-hmm. we call it twisty turny. So there's no safe way for her as almost a 10-year-old to do something like that. However, Fred, one thing that we've, you know, dabbled with at this point, well, this might get me reported to DCFS, so I'm going to be careful here, but she is almost 10 years old. There are occasions where I'm going to run up and get a bag of ice, or I'm going to go to Schnucks in
right.
High Ridge. It's literally 7 minutes away from my house. And I've asked my daughter, you want to stay home alone? She has not felt comfortable with that. So I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is mm-hmm. her level of comfortability. I'm not going to force that on her. When she does feel ready, mm-hmm. then we'll get into that and we'll, you know, you take further steps. So I don't know if we're missing something from this particular
yeah,
incident
I don't
or not.
I would agree with all of you in the sense that, like, yeah, it's definitely not arrest worthy. Does it say at all, was this like a, I guess the only issue I would have is if it's like a main road and there's not a sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't know
and
about
like,
that.
There's
yeah.
a high traffic situation. Like, there's just a lot of variables in that regard, but it sounds like it was a small town.
It does. Yeah. It was rural. What was it called? Mineral Bluffs.
Well, Georgia. That was the one that they walked to. But here's the other thing about this. This is interesting. And this is from the Newsweek story. On Halloween, that's the next day. So the cops come. This goes through a process, right? You have workers from the Division of Family and Children's Services, DFCS, in Georgia that arrive at the home to do a safety check. Patterson, the mom, says the caseworker interviewed the kids, her father, you know, because he lived there, some other family members, before saying everything looked good, and they, you know, complimented the home. The case manager then followed up on Tuesday asking if they could go over a safety plan together.
Oh, come on.
No, state government, stay the F out of my life is what I'd say. Are you kidding me? Now, look, they have these rules because you have terrible abuses that happen of children in some families, and it's awful. So you have to have rules. You have to have the framework to punish people and to have a process for keeping kids safe. But this is well beyond that. These are busybody cops. I'd like to know if the cops made this decision on their own, or were they told to go arrest this mother?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, think of the times. I can think of the times when I was a kid and we were out playing within the neighborhood. Parents did not know really where you were. And they would run to the store and come back. Today, that's arrestable because they didn't know where we were and they're leaving us alone.
Right. I'd be riding my bike around the neighborhood and for hours at a time. And this was before, like, I guess, yeah, there's no cell. There wasn't cell phones or a way to contact people. But
Fred, to your point, in none of the reporting that I've seen so far, does it accurately or even attempt to accurately describe the road and whether or not, you know, because if you're driving on a road, maybe it's a 2-lane road, it's a rural area, and you see a kid just walking on the side of the road, you're like, oh, maybe that would be a little bit of an alert to you where you'd say, maybe we should call the cops, because I can actually see someone calling the cops. Yeah. I don't take issue with that because they may have thought something was out of the ordinary.
Plus, they live on a property that's 16 acres. That's huge.
Yeah, that's
it is
very
huge.
Big.
That
that's a lot of area to roam around on your own.
Yeah, exactly. He can walk a mile on his property.
Right, yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Then that's the difference? So that'd be okay?
I'm going to say, look, we're going to track this one, and I'm going to say there's something missing from this equation that I'm unaware of, but we will see. Hey, guess what? Jaguar has gone woke in not a very good way today. They've gone the Bud Light route. Some of us are a little bit more concerned than others. I'm going to explain that story. It's breaking right now, coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.